The classics from the 70s and 80s.
I love this music, man. It brings back some great memories.
This is Streets of Gold.
Started as a dreamer's dream, has vanished in the wind. It swept me away without my knowing just where it all would end. And now it hurts to start again. Pain's too kind a word to deeply say what's hanging on inside of me. Lord, I wanna believe you and I wanna be near you, but I keep thinking where I've been. You see, I don't really believe you can heal me and put me on the road again. You'll just have to take, fill me and break me until I can clearly see that you are making me. Answers I've been told before don't apply to questions asked. It's gonna take much more than conversation to bring me back. Still memories linger like morning mist and cloud my troubled soul. It seems too much for me to put them all away.
Back to 1982 for one of our favorites here on Streets of Gold. That was Pete Carlson with Dreamer's Dream. And it just so happens we've got Pete Carlson on the line. Yes, he is still alive and well and living in Nashville. How you doing, Pete?
Still kicking. Very good. How are you?
Just fine. Yeah, kicking, literally, you know, because when you live in Nashville, you have to be able to do that. Cowboy boots and all. But no, you're not on that side of things, are you?
I haven't fallen into that yet, but I am writing a bit in that area these days, yeah.
Really? Country music, huh?
Yeah, trying my hand at it a little here and there.
So what is Pete Carlson doing these days? I haven't seen much of you on the concert scene for a while, but...
Well, I dropped off the concert scene about 6 or 7 years ago, I guess, and have since that time been... putting my efforts more into songwriting and also publishing. I'm working for a company here in Nashville, a major publisher here in town, and it's been a good change of pace because it's allowed me to be home on weekends and I don't have the same travel schedule, and it's been a little more relaxing on the weekends than running around the country.
And for those who don't know, you have two sons, right?
Right.
And they're pretty well grown now, though, because when
yeah.
I met you, they were little teeny tiny, just like mine were, and now they're all grown up.
Yeah, back in those records in the early 80s, we had pictures on those records. You know, if you remember, they were very small little kids.
You feel
quite
old?
A change.
You feel old, Pete?
Yes, I do.
See, I can say this because I've known you. See, if you feel old, then I know I do too. So, you know, that's the way it works because I've known Pete for a long, long time, way longer than either one of us want to admit. So, anyway, we do go back a few years.
Early 70s is when we first met.
Yes, actually, it was around, I think, 76 or so, 76, 77, because I was expecting my first child. Now, if you weren't feeling old enough, that sort of did the trick right there.
Was that done in Brevard?
That was in Brevard in
North Carolina.
Yeah. Exactly. And that was at the time that the album came out, the one where you were laying in the leaves.
Yes, that's quite a ways back.
That was your very first one, right?
No, there was one just before that that was a custom record that was never distributed, but that was the first Tempo Records, when Tempo Records was in existence. That was my first record on Tempo.
Wow.
Called You Were There.
And that was an awesome album.
And I was laying in the lot leaves in Anderson, Indiana on a fall afternoon.
And the haircut was just, you know, it was that 70s kind of bowl cut looking thing that was going on. But
no
the
comment.
Music was wonderful, okay?
No comment.
No. But the music, it grabbed my attention because, you know, at that point in time, nobody knew who the heck Pete Carlson was.
Yeah.
And I listened to that album and I remember just the sense that I had of where your heart was in your relationship with the Lord. And that was really, it was very apparent on that album. And it made me feel that way too when I listened to it. And I think that was the effect of your music. I remember talking to someone in Nashville some years ago who said, you know, when, you know, the direction that contemporary Christian music was taking at that point in time, she said, you know, there's a lot of new and exciting things happening, but when I want to just really have a time of soul searching and feeling close to the Lord, she goes, I have to go dig out some of my earlier albums. She goes, like my Pete Carlson albums. Like, yeah. So, and
that's nice.
That was nice. It was really nice to hear that. It was nice to know somebody else felt that way. So,
in this quiet hour, touch me with the fresh anointing. Your love in this quiet hour, speak to me. May your spirit descend like a dove as my soul is open once again.
So
let me show you all I hold inside
me.
All the broken strings you can bend. Oh, your grace is much too great to hide.
It's much too great to hide.
Oh Lord, there is one.
Let it fly away.
Let it fly away.
Let it fly away.
Let it fly.
talking about the girl who pulled out Pete Carlson records.
Yes. Okay. Which was Kelly Willard, by the way. I think I told you that.
Oh, Kelly, really?
Yes. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
She was the one. So anyway, so yeah, we'll go back to that because it was right around there that it started going wacky.
Yeah.
I don't know what was happening, but yeah, so I've known Pete for way longer than, you know, either one of us want to admit. But, you know, one of the things that about that album, I fell in love, as much as I make fun of you about your hair and everything else on that album, I fell in love with that music. The very early albums were the ones that you had this way of sharing your heart in your music that made me feel closer to the Lord when I listened to it. It just made me feel that I was drawing close to him, and there was an honesty there that just made it impossible for me to hide, you know, what I was feeling, because it was right there in the music. And I wasn't the only one that felt that way, because I remember a conversation in Nashville with Kelly Willard, who said that, you know, it was at a point in time when things were changing in the contemporary music scene, contemporary Christian music scene. And she said that, you know, as much as she liked the music and she liked the new stuff and things that were going on, when she felt she needed a time of soul searching, just a chance to really sit and meditate and draw close to the Lord, that she had to go back and dig out some of her earlier, you know, favorites like Pete Carlson and ones like that. She said that made her feel like sitting and listening and being close to the Lord. That was neat. And because that made me feel good to know somebody else felt that way. So.
Yeah, well, I think when I was writing back then, and even as I'm writing today, I want to express as honestly as I can real life. And I think some of it was in response, I guess, to maybe not directly, but indirectly, a response to the type of music where everything is wonderful in the Christian life. And I didn't want to necessarily be the black cloud of Christian music, but I did want to be able to say to people that there were tough times and there were struggles that you had to go through, and that you had to go through them and not avoid them or gloss over them or put Band-Aids on them. And I think a lot of that came from my early years of singing in small coffee houses and very small, intimate gatherings where it wasn't the place to be slick by any means. It was a place to be very honest and open. And I think that became kind of the way that I patterned my whole ministry, was that honesty and less slick and more straightforward, I guess.
That's so true. And I remember how you used to make me laugh so hard in concert, because you kind of approached it from that viewpoint in concert too, where you said, you know, I could try to get up here and be slick, but I can't pull it off anyway, so why should I do that?
Yeah, and I guess that's why I was more self-deprecating all that time, too.
More comfortable place to be, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I figured, I guess my attitude was that if you got people to take themselves less seriously in the process, they could be much more relaxed and could hear the more serious parts that they needed to hear.
Exactly.
I never thought that through that thoroughly, but
but it's true. It really is true. And that was what it was. I think the quality that was there more than anything else was honesty, and that you weren't afraid to express the things that were going on, both good and bad.
Yeah.
And in fact, I remember having a conversation with you one time where you talked about, you know, being careful not to let, what was it, something the effect, it had something to do with Romans 8:28, and about how, you know, sometimes you hit this point when you're going through a rough time that isn't what you want to hear right then. You want to hear that somebody else understands what you're going through, and they don't want to hear little...
You almost want to hear somebody else just say, listen, I've gone through the same thing.
Exactly.
I've experienced the same thing you've gone through. I just need to be here next to you and have you just kind of blurt out everything you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to Dreamer's Dream, you know, the whole thing about not wanting verses at that moment. You want somebody to just care.
Exactly.
And listen.
Look, look what you've been given, and all that is done. You fighting all the battles that he's already won. So let me just remind you who you are, who you are. Let him hold your heart. You say you've come a long ways, but you've got a ways to go. The picture of indifference, don't let your feeling show. Catching up and tearing you apart. circumstance. You pay for what you choose, and now you're trapped by things that never promise more than pain. So look, look what you've been given, and all that is done. You fighting all the battles that he's already won. So let me just remind you who you are, who you are. Let him hold your heart. Look, look what you've been given, and all that he's done. You fighting all the battles that he's already won. So let me just remind you who you are, who you are.
Spend some more time with Pete Carlson next hour here on Streets of Gold. I'm Susan Miller, and more classics from the 70s coming up with Terry Clark, Daniel Amos, and Janie.